As Bill Shorten pushes to make the upcoming federal election a referendum on wages, one of the giants of the union movement, the former ACTU Secretary Bill Keelty, is warning of a wages spike if the minimum wage is raised too high too fast. There are more than 2 million Australians on the minimum wage of $18.93 an hour, and Labor's calling on the Fair Work Commission to grant a substantial increase. But for the first time in years, and on the eve of an election, the Labor Party has stopped short of putting an actual figure on how much pay packets should rise for that minimum wage decision. The ACTU, though, is asking for an extra $43 a week in the first year, and even before the case is decided, small business owners are crying foul.
So I'll just let natural attrition come to the front, or I'll look at reducing my total trading hours to allow me to function on reduced staff. If I'm not, my doors aren't open, then where do those suppliers push that product? It's a massive ripple effect, and it may not be quick, but it's going to happen.
That's Jeff Harper, who owns two IGA supermarkets in Melbourne. Employer groups are lobbying for an increase to the minimum wage of between $12.95 and $14.40 a week, which is 2% raise. It's not clear if the government's going to make its own submission, the Fair Work Commission. Those submissions are due in today. Brendan O'Connor is the Shadow Minister for Employment and Workforce Relations. Brendan O'Connor, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Why isn't Labor prepared to put a figure on how much you think the minimum wage should go up this year?
Well, Labor's the only political party that's made submissions on the national wage case.
Yeah, but without a figure.
And they've always submitted that there needs to be a fair, responsible and real increase for workers. We believe the Commission is has the appropriate capacity to consider submissions by parties and make a decision. And to its credit, it actually has raised the award wages in real terms recently. But we know everything's going up in this country except for wages, and that's why we made a submission today.
Sure. And in that submission, you say workers should receive a decent increase, they should receive a substantial increase, but the commissioners aren't mind readers. What do you think that means, a decent increase, a substantial
increase? The commission listened to the submissions of the parties. As you've made clear, Fran, the government doesn't have a wages policy, or certainly hasn't got a submission, doesn't know what to do here, but we are clear that we want to ensure that working people, there are millions of workers who are struggling with cost of living pressures. They are really struggling to make ends meet because wages have stagnated. We've got the lowest wage record for forever. In fact, this government's presided over the lowest wages in our country on record. And for that reason, the Commission has a very important role, and we want them to discharge that function. And we've submitted, as we've done since 2015, that it provide a real increase to really make it easier for people who are struggling with prices that are going up.
Yeah, but normally Labor does put a figure in its submission.
No,
the ACTU has put one in.
Hold on. Sorry to cut across you there, Fran.
That's all right.
It's up to, for the ACTU and other parties to make submissions, that's entirely up to them, and fair enough, they put their case for their constituency. Labor has always strongly argued, since we've seen the evidence of wage stagnation, that there should be a real increase, but we have not placed a figure on earlier submissions. We do believe the Commission has the capability of considering these things. You think about that by way of contrast. You've seen the Finance Minister say it's a deliberate design feature to keep wages low, and you've seen Scott Morrison say he doesn't want to see a wage increase. So there's a fundamental difference between the two major parties about wages, but we need to make sure that it's responsible and that, of course, it has regard to other factors.
Okay. The ACTU wage increase proposal, which is not what Labor's adopting, I understand that, but it wants a $43 a week increase this year to the minimum wage. Would you say that's a decent increase, or is that overreach?
Well, I think the ACTU will understandably put their case. We haven't agreed with them in all of their submissions. I agree with them when they say there should be an increase, but clearly the Commission has to have regard to other factors. And that's why I saw the comments by Bill Keelty. Absolutely agree with him that we should see an increase, but it has to be one that's affordable and one that makes sure that we take into account employment.
Okay, I'm going to come back to the Bill Keelty comments in a moment.
Sure.
Just on this one, though, because the submission's here, the time is now. Labor's the ones calling for this election to be a referendum on wages. We're weeks away from the election campaign beginning. We are just weeks away from the budget as well. Don't Australian workers have a right to know what Labor is actually promising them? well, put a figure to this promise you're making?
Let's talk about what we're promising. We're talking about restoring penalty rates for workers.
No, I'm talking about, minimum wage here.
But it's a combat. Well, it's not. Well, most workers are not on the minimum wage. That's why
a lot are though.
That well, there are 200,000 on the statutory minima, and there are 700,000 or just under a million that might be on the minimum wage. We want to see all wage earners in this country get a wage increase because they've been suffering wage stagnation under this government. And we don't see any concern by the government to lift wages. In fact, they have no wages policy. The Reserve Bank governor, as you know, Fran, has been arguing now we've got a problem with wages in this country. Labor understands that. The government doesn't. We do expect the commission to listen to the parties and make submissions. And to the credit of the commission, the only institution that's done anything about wages in the last 5 years has been in the last couple of years, and we would say our submissions have carried some weight with the Commission when they've handed down a modest increase. Now, we want to see a real increase for workers, but it's not just lifting those minimum wage rates. It's about restoring penalty rates. It's cracking down on labour hire. It's making sure that subbies get their payments. There's a lot of things that Labour are announcing that will lift wages and look after small businesses too, by the way.
So you mentioned Bill Keelty, his comments, former ACTU secretary, of course, his comments reported in The Australian today. He says you need to be careful. Labour and the unions, he said, need to take into account the economic capacity of the nation and of the industry to afford a minimum wage increase. He says a living wage must be phased in sensibly or you risk a wages spike. He's the father of the Accord, warning Labour not to put wages up too quickly.
Well, the headline was hysterical, but the comments of Bill Keelty...
Well, those are the comments that I read out.
Well, the comments that you've just read out are exactly in accord with what Labour believes, that we can have a responsible, fair but real increase to wages. And, of course, you have to ensure that workplaces are productive, that we have to make sure that we look to the economy. But let's be very clear. We've got real problems with consumption in this country. That's leading to an effect on aggregate demand in our economy, which is leading to a failure of business and consumer confidence. Having wages low for such a long period is affecting adversely our economy. So it's not just a social issue. It's an economic imperative that we see real wage increases. Fair, responsible, but real wage increases for all workers in this country.
Okay. Bill Shorten's been talking about a living wage and he's hinting Labor might tweak industrial laws to do this. In your submission to the Fair Work Commission, you should say no Australia working full-time should be living in poverty. The ACTU figures are actually those designed to address the minimum wage workers above the poverty line. But it's only last year that the Fair Work Commission warned Labor that an increase of that kind of size would really risk substantially adverse employment effects. In other words, it would cost jobs. That was a warning last year from the Fair Work Commission.
And the Fair Work Commission has also indicated that they have concerns about people below the poverty line, even though they're working.
Is Labor proposing? To lift above the poverty line? Well, because that's the ACTU proposal.
The ACTU submission is about all award rates. They're looking at movements of award rates, not just the minima. The living wage that Bill's referred to is making sure we have a decent minimum wage. That's the lowest rate. That's the lowest statutory rate you can pay any person in this country. And we want to make sure people are not impoverished, even though they're working. So that's a fair thing for us to do. Now, we'll say more about that living wage before the election, but Bill has foreshadowed that we want to make sure people are not working in poverty.
So just to be clear, the elements that Bill Shorten's been talking about adjusting the instructions, the Fair Work Commission and the laws around what they can do, we will get those details before the election?
We will certainly be outlining our position around the living wage before the election. And today, the submission we've made today, Fran, is about real wage increases for all wage earners so that they can cope with the cost of living pressures. So, for example, the out-of-pocket cost to see a specialist gone up 40% since this government was elected. We've seen out-of-pocket costs to go and see the GP. It's gone up by 25%. Energy prices going through the roof. And yet wages are stagnating. That sort of, we need to restore the link between hard work and fair reward. And that's broken, and only a Labor government, I would contend, can fix that.
You're listening to Iron Breakfast. Our guest is Brendan O'Connor, the Shadow IR Minister. So the GDP figures released earlier this month showed a pretty dramatic slowdown in economic growth. The AI group says now's not the time for risky movements in minimum wages. Do you accept that raising the minimum wage by more than 10% risks slowing the economy?
Well, that's why, I mean, in fact, we have to be mindful, and that's why the Fair Work Commission has to be responsible for dealing with wages.
So if the commission finds, because you haven't given them a figure, you've just given this direction, if the commission finds that something much less, much significantly less than the ACTU proposal, for instance, is a fair wage rise, will Labor abide by that, accept that?
Well, the decision might be made. We've already made clear in our submission today that the commission has current parameters that make it difficult for it, but I think if you look at the Reserve Bank research, they say there is no evidence that modest incremental increases in award wages have an adverse effect on hours worked or employment growth. I think that this scare campaign that you can't lift wages because it has an adverse effect on the economy is unfair, and it's not tenable if you look at the evidence. And in fact, if you look what's happened overseas in the United Kingdom, where there's been very significant increases to wages, they've done it in a way which has still seen very significant employment growth.
Yeah,
Scott Morrison can't have it both ways, Fran. He can't say we've got good employment growth, but yet the Fair Work Commission lift the wages as they did last year.
Brendan O'Connor,
we need to look at that.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Brendan O'Connor is Shadow Minister for Employment and Workforce Relations. And yes, Britain did lift its minimum wage, though its minimum wage is still significantly below ours. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 12 minutes to 8.